Former New York Stock Exchange Chairman Richard Grasso's $180 million compensation package was excessive and unreasonable, and the process for awarding it was marked by numerous conflicts of interest. That's the conclusion of a report released today by the NYSE. It was prepared by former federal prosecutor Daniel Webb at the board's request after Grasso was forced out of the exchange. A state judge hearing a lawsuit connected to the case last week ordered the exchange to release the document. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us from New York. And Jim, first of all, what does the report say about how Richard Grasso's compensation got to be so high?
Well, look at 1 year, for instance. Take the year 2000. Grasso in that year earned a base salary of $1.4 million. But then he got a lot of money. He got four separate kinds of bonuses, which pushed his total pay up to $26 million. Now, the year after that, by the way, it went to $30 million. Now, Grasso also was eligible for what's called a supplemental executive retirement plan, which is a kind of 401k for top executives. The benefits that a person gets in that plan are determined by their pay and years of service. And because Grasso was at the exchange so long, he made so much money, his plan had mushroomed to $126 million by the time he was forced out. If he had stayed through the length of his contract, he would have gotten another $46 million. Grasso was allowed to take this money as a lump sum, which he did. That's really what generated the headlines, and that led to his departure.
Now, how did the board of directors at the stock exchange justify this pay package?
Well, it says the board, it's very critical of the board. It says the board basically determined Grasso's compensation by looking at what Fortune 500 CEOs earned. There were two problems with that. First, once the board determined what that was, it proceeded to top that and double his salary beyond that. The other problem is Grasso was not a CEO. For all its high profile, the exchange is a small not-for-profit institution, so he shouldn't have been getting that kind of a salary, the report says.
Now, you talked about how Richard Grasso's compensation got to be at the level that it was. Does the report shed any more light on what the process was for determining executive salaries at the exchange?
Yeah, and it was shot through with problems. For instance, as I said, the retirement benefits were determined by a person's salary and bonuses. Well, Grasso was the one who was helping to determine what people's bonuses were. That's a clear conflict of interest. Some of the board members were selected by Grasso. They were his friends. There was a very high turnover on the board, so people didn't really have time to understand how the system works. One board member is quoted as saying, you know, he saw that Grasso was supposed to get $120 million in his retirement fund, and he walked up to the head of the compensation committee and said, this must be a typo. And the committee had said, no, it's real, and Grasso deserves every penny of it.
Now, is there any response yet from Richard Grasso to the report?
Yeah, well, he has said all along he did nothing wrong. The board knew how much money he was being paid, and his spokesman basically said that again today. He said every dime of the compensation plan was approved by the board. The Attorney General of New York, Elliot Spitzer, sued Grasso last year and the exchange itself, saying the pay package was excessive. Grasso has since countersued, and he says if he wins any damages in his countersuit, he'll donate them to charity.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.